Hello and welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
What's that mean, Ben?
That means that you can't sue us.
So no matter what?
You can't sue us.
You can't sue
us. It's like when you say no offense.
What if a doctor is like doing their stuff? Oh, we've talked about this.
We've talked about briefly.
Well, we've talked about it as an amateur, but what if you're a professional? And you just say that you're doing it for entertainment purposes only.
Then you're covered.
Well, that's great. That should save a lot of malpractice insurance.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't just say for entertainment purposes only all the time.
Yeah, we should start a campaign for that to get more people to be less responsible.
Yes. And you, dear listener, are probably already doing that by listening to this show. Because there's probably something else that you should be doing right now.
But, I mean, what can you do while you're already walking the dog, washing the dishes, mowing the lawn, or driving to work?
That's true. You can't do that much else.
Yeah.
So, good.
Good for you. You're taking the right steps anyway.
Yes. I need to mow my lawn. But I won't listen to this podcast when I do that.
Nice. That guy over there that hates this podcast is Ben Noble.
And that's Brian Dooley. And my wife, she won't let me listen to podcasts while I mow the lawn.
Oh, because it's dangerous?
It's dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, she wants you to keep your total focus.
Exactly. So, I don't listen to any podcast while I mow the lawn. But my wife isn't here, so you, dear listener, can listen to whatever you want while you mow the lawn.
I used to try to listen to things while I mowed the lawn, but not because it's dangerous, but because it's noisy.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't able to.
You got
to
crank it way up. It's like when you're on an airplane.
Really? Is it loud on an airplane?
Haven't you ever tried to listen to something on an airplane?
No, I just read on airplanes.
That's what I mostly do, too. But it is, if you ever put headphones in, you got to crank it way up because...
Because that recycled air?
Yeah. The background noise is very loud.
Yeah.
This is a great place where a noise-canceling headphone producer should contact us.
Yeah.
An ad in right here about that.
For lawn mowing headphones.
Yes. And if that... TM. That's our idea now.
They cancel enough noise that you can mow the lawn in them.
Then my wife would say that's even more dangerous because then I can't hear anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear anything. Have you ever worn headphones while you were driving?
No.
That's insane. I used to do that.
That seems all the time. Very dangerous. I'm already a very bad driver.
I didn't used to have Bluetooth in my car because I wasn't a fancy pants.
Right.
And so I couldn't listen to podcasts.
What about like an AUX cable?
Nope, too old. The car was too old.
Okay, what about that thing where you have it hook it up to the tape deck?
It didn't have a tape deck, it had a CD player.
Oh, then you really were in trouble.
Yeah, it was like everything was conspiring to make sure that I couldn't listen to...
What if you put the phone into a cup?
So I did that.
Like speakers.
I did that. I also got an external speaker and put it like in my dashboard.
Sure.
But it was still too noisy. Like the inside of the car was
so
too noisy for that.
So then you just headphoned it.
So then I just started listening to headphones, and I don't see how listening to headphones on a legitimate volume to spoken word is more dangerous than listening to the radio, because it's not like I'm jamming out to some music or losing sight of the things around me.
I guess it really depends on the headphones, because like I have some headphones that you can still kind of hear what's going on outside of the headphone, but mm-hmm. then others where it's like there's nothing.
Yeah, I used to tap my fingers on the dashboard to make sure I could still hear that. And if I could hear my fingers tapping on the dashboard, then I knew I was okay.
Okay. Well, on this show, we do not just talk about headphones and what my wife will or will not permit.
Yeah, this isn't just something for married audiophiles.
Yeah, this is a podcast where we read the tarot for you. And how we do that is simple. You ask us a question, and then we flip over three cards that... in the order that we draw them, indicate the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
And after that, we do a nice little card of the week for everybody that didn't get their question answered and for the question asker.
That's it. That's the show. Then I get to leave.
No, then we do the outro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't forget the outro.
How could I forget half of the show? Then we do the outro. Then I get to leave.
Now that we've talked about it, should we just do it?
Do it, yes.
Let's do it. Let's dive into Queerance Corner.
Okay. All right. Well, here we are in Queerance Corner. And today, Brian, we've gotten the goofs out of the way because we have to move on to something serious now.
Yeah, we have like more of a somber question, more of a serious life question this week. And we want to make sure that we separate the goofs from the ganders.
And now that we've gotten that out of the way, we are ready for this week's question, which comes to us from Kim from St. Louis. And Kim wants to know, how can I move on from the death of someone close?
That's a pretty big one.
Yes.
That's a difficult question to answer. Do we have any pre-advice? Have you dealt with this at all in your life?
Yeah, actually, my grandfather passed away earlier this year.
I'm sorry to hear that. I lost a grandparent this year also.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we have that in common.
We do.
And we wouldn't have known if not for this show
because we don't talk otherwise.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
As am I.
So we can both empathize here, as I'm sure many of the listeners can.
And did you do anything specific to deal with the grieving process?
I think time. Time was, you know, a big factor. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a surprise. You know, we knew it was going to eventually happen. So there was time leading up to it. And then once it happened, you know, the farther away it is, the easier it is to kind of reflect on.
Yeah.
What about you?
I really don't know how to deal with grief. I bottle it up and shove it into a different part of myself that I just don't access until I go to therapy.
Mm.
And then in therapy, I kind of talk through my feelings and whatnot. And it's really hard not to like throw some goofs in here as like a self-defense mechanism.
Yeah, I already did that. So apologies there.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't have any good pre-advice because I don't think I deal with grief well.
And my only good pre-advice was, well, just wait. So let's see if the cards can give us better advice.
All right.
And then we're off the hook. No one came here for our advice.
That's right. Nobody came here to hear from Brian and Ben. You came here to hear from the cards. And this week we're going to answer Kim's question with a deck called Ethereal Visions.
Okay. And this is a limited edition run, 760 out of 1100, it says on the box. All right, well, the first thing I'm noticing, big cards.
They seem very big. A hefty deck. I think that they're thick cards. It's thick card stock, because I think they're just normal tarot size cards.
Okay. Well, this is a pretty cool deck. I am liking it thus far. The illustrations are some colored pencil, sort of Art Nouveau art style, but they have this nice like foil border on a lot of the cards. It is really nice. I'm just flipping through here to get my bearings. I don't know, Brian. It might be a 5-star deck.
Yeah?
I think so.
Me angry at all.
It's a nice one, for sure. Although, what's this I see? There's extra cards.
Oh no, what are the extra cards?
There's the Well, number 22, and the Artist, number 23.
Well, hopefully we don't get those, because I don't know what they mean.
Yeah, that would be difficult. And now we are absolutely guaranteed to get one, if not both.
That's okay. This came with a book that describes everything, which you don't always get in an independent deck.
Mm.
You don't always have a full booklet, so this is nice.
This is hard to shuffle.
Maybe it is bigger than regular cards. If only there were other tarot cards somewhere in this room that
we
could
compare them
against.
I mean, this one wasn't even shuffled, so I got to do the 7 riffle shuffles.
Oh, boy. I found out recently, speaking of independent decks, that some of my tarot decks are actually worth more than I paid for them.
Really?
Yeah. That, I don't know if we've ever used it on the show, but the Salvador Dali deck.
Oh, we've used that on the show.
Yeah. It is worth a lot more than I paid for.
And
that was a good shuffle.
Yeah, I totally missed.
So,
go on.
Oh, I was thinking about getting a shelf above my tarot shelf so I could put my very special decks up there.
Yeah, that we don't touch because they're worth very much money.
I just wanted the other decks to know their place.
why is it worth so much money now? Because Salvador Dali died.
Right. when I bought it, he was alive.
Yeah.
No, it's an out-of-print deck, I guess. So once they go out of print, they're worth more money.
All right.
I never knew that I could be so rich just from podcasting.
Well, that's how, there you go.
Here we are.
If only I had bought 110 decks, then maybe I could be rich too.
Yeah, if only you spent thousands and thousands of dollars on decks of cards so that one of those decks of
would
cards
would be a store of value that you weren't planning to sell anyway.
Yeah, it could be worth 3 to 4 times what I paid for it.
Wow. Forget the stock market. Invest in tarot.
Invest in tarot, everyone.
All right. I finally riffle shuffled enough, maybe.
We are all done shuffling, so advancing. Let's get back to serious times.
Okay.
And Kim's question again is, how can I move on from the death of someone close?
What if you flip over death right now?
That would be pretty apt, I think. And much like I say a lot of times during personal readings, if we flip over death as this first card, then magic is real.
Okay. Flip.
The Ten of Wands.
Magic is false.
Magic is not real so far. Well, we don't have conclusive proof that it's not real. We just don't have the evidence that I needed to make it real.
Okay, good point. All right. Well, the Ace of Cups here shows...
is not the Ace of Cups at all. There's nothing about this card that indicates that it's the Ace of Cups.
Why did I somehow decide that it was?
I don't know.
All right, well, we have the Ten of Wands in a parallel universe. What if that's what it was? What if it was like a parallel universe me where we're doing this podcast, but we got the Ace of Cups?
Oh, and we had the Ace of Cups instead?
And it, like, the worlds got crossed. And in that alternate universe, I am saying something about the Ten of Wands when we had the Ace of Cups.
Yeah, and the other Brian is just as confused. Yep. Like, what is going on? We were trying to do this one serious.
Yep.
And instead we're parallel universes shifting got through planes of existence.
Yep. All right, well, we have the Ten of Wands in this universe. And it shows a man with a... big backpack carrying 10 wands.
That's true.
And that's it.
And I love the 10 of wands card.
Which is weird.
I love how on many decks, the guy seems like he's really doing it stupidly.
Not this one.
And he's almost to the end of his journey, but he's just working too hard and not working smart enough. In this one, he has a backpack with all the wands in it.
Maybe it's heavy.
Sure, it's heavy, but... he's not doing it stupid.
No.
He's doing it the right way. Good. So this Ten of Wands, I would say, indicates that it was the end of a hard journey. As opposed to being about the person on the journey, it's about the journey itself.
Okay.
It was a difficult journey, and we came to the end of it, because that's the ten.
Okay. Flip.
And so...
oh,
well,
I flipped too soon.
That's okay.
I was really eager. Pliff?
Nice. I think that this could be the journey that Kim's loved one was on.
Okay.
And that journey ended.
Okay.
And it was difficult. And it's difficult for everyone now. So let's go ahead and flip so I stop talking.
Flip.
The Page of Cups.
Okay. Kind of like the Ace of Cups.
Kind of. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. About the card or the meaning?
Well, the art first, and then I'm going to toss it over to you for the meaning, because it's a court card.
Good point. All right, so we have a woman standing on a cliff overlooking the sea, holding up a cup, and there's a fish in the cup, the gossip card.
Yeah.
So the Page of Cups is about sort of your intuition trying to tell you something, or your subconscious trying to tell you something. That's generally what this card is about. And so I think maybe in the context of what's going on here, your subconscious is trying to maybe cut some of this because I'm just fumbling. Yeah.
Can I interrupt? I think that what it might be saying here is there's a lot of emotion that keeps welling up. There's a lot of thoughts that keep welling up.
Very smart. You're
from
on it today.
The unconscious. And you keep getting these messages that you don't know how to interpret because it's not getting any easier and the news isn't news to you.
It's you like already, you practice.
You already know that you're heartbroken over this and it just keeps coming up in different ways with the Page of Cups, which is where we are now.
But where are we going?
Yeah, we still don't have any advice from this.
Not yet. We're just describing the situation.
Let's go ahead and go to what will hopefully be the first useful card.
Flip.
The future. Is the Nine of Cups.
You love the Nine.
I do love the Nine of Cups.
There's a very smug looking man, and he has nine cups at his feet. That's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
This is a very positive, happy card.
Yes. This guy has love to give.
Mm-hmm.
And he is... imagine somebody that comes into the bar and is just like shouting happy. It's the middle of the evening, so it's not super late. And he just comes in and he says, I want to buy a round on the house for everybody. That's the Nine of Cups. They have the emotional abundance to share their love with everyone. They have abundance in everything to share with everyone around them.
Yeah. And so I think in this situation, you know, kind of looking at these two cup cards back to back, in the Page of Cups, we have a situation where your subconscious is trying to remind you of the love you feel for this lost loved one. But the Nine of Cups is saying, like, take those emotions, take all the love you have for this person, and maybe, like, spread it around, you know? Rely on the people that are close to you, share your love and your feelings with them.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Do you think that it has to do with sharing what you loved about the person you lost, like embracing those aspects of yourself, mm-hmm. and using those to amplify that
sort
person's
of like
life?
The memory, yeah, of that person by sharing those strengths.
Yeah. Embodying what you admire most about that person and really bringing them into the world through your actions.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yes. All right.
So
we did it.
Well, let's tie it back around and tell a full story. I think that we have a full story here. These cards are beautiful.
These cards are what?
These cards are beautiful.
Yeah, I think this is a great deck.
I haven't looked fully at the deck.
I mean, yet. I would get it, but I can't because there's only 1,100 of them.
Right.
And they're probably all gotten.
Yeah, 760 of them were bought by the time I got mine.
And that was probably weeks ago.
Months ago.
Now they're probably worth thousands of dollars. All right, so the full story. I feel like you did a lot of the lifting on this one, so I'll let you tell the story.
All right. We have the end of a difficult journey is our recent past, and that makes sense. I think that's your loved one and their difficult journey, and it is past now. And so that brings us to the present with the Page of Cups, and the Page of Cups is representing you because it could represent you or it could represent someone else. But I think in this instance, it's representing you, Kim, and the thoughts and emotions that just keep bubbling up and bubbling up and telling you that you're sad or telling you that you're hurt or telling you that you're angry when you already know that. It's not telling you anything you don't know, and so that makes it more difficult. Which brings us to the future and what you can do with all of this. And I think what the Nine of Cups is saying is that you need to take the things that you loved about this person and take the things that embodied their spirit and incorporate them into who you are so that you're always sharing this person's spirit. And in that way, keeping that person alive in hearts and memories.
That's a good reading, Brian. Good job.
Thanks, Ben.
So when I'm not here and you're doing a reading and you get a court card, then what do?
Burn the deck.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. All right, Kim, I hope that helped. Please write back to us with any follow-up questions or if you wanted to talk about this situation further. I'm happy to do more readings about this off the air and maybe give you more closure or maybe help out some more. I know this is, we always answer our questions earnestly, but this question feels like it hits a little bit harder and possibly connects with more of our listeners than one individual question about a relationship mm-hmm. or job prospects. And so for anybody who's struggling with this, please let us know how you deal with it or if you agree or disagree with us. Whatever you want to do, just hit us up. We're happy to talk about it. And again, we are for entertainment purposes only. I just want to get that out there while we're here in the middle ground before we jump into the card of the week.
All right.
Here we are in card of the week land.
All right. And I can already see from the, I don't even know what to call it, the folder that you're handing me, that we're in for a real treat here in Card of the Week. We have the Kauai Tarot, which has nothing to do with Hawaii or Island Life.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Kauai means, but if you look up Kawaii, K-A-W-A-I-I, mm-hmm. you get all cute stuff.
Huh.
And so it's like a style. Okay. Like, I guess if I got the Baroque tarot or the Brutalist tarot, it would be all a certain sure. style. The Brutalist tarot, it would just be like all cement blocks, 78 cement blocks with different lines etched yeah. in them.
There you go. TM. Now you can make that deck.
That'd probably be cheaper than making a regular deck yes. because cinder blocks are fairly inexpensive.
Oh, it's not pictures of cinder blocks on decks. It's no, literally no. just
it's
cinder
just
blocks.
It's just 78 cinder blocks.
Okay.
Maybe 79 or 80 if we decide to make extra cards.
Anybody can make. Actually, you just throw whatever you want in there. All right. Well, the Kawaii Tarot deck, it comes in this weird folder with a really large book. And then the deck is separated into two tiny decks. Why?
I guess just so the cards don't slide around in there.
I guess.
Until just a moment ago, this deck was wrapped in plastic also.
Oh, wow. So this deck is also in, it's playing card sized.
Which I don't appreciate.
Now, it is very cute, but it is also a pip deck.
No!
It is. Sorry. The five of coins just has five coins on the bottom, huge blank white space, and then it says five at the top. The major arcana is fun.
Adorable.
Adorable. Symbolism.
Symbolism.
The hangman is doing the hang ten sign.
Oh, nice.
So it's fun, but ultimately a deck that is going to get a 2 stars.
2-star deck. So we had 5 stars with our main reading and 2 stars. So that makes us a 7-star day, which is not a banner day, but one of those is a 5-star deck. So that's pretty good.
Yes, that doesn't happen all the time. So this deck is much easier to shuffle because it's much smaller and can fit into my boyish hands.
I really don't appreciate like a bridge size or a poker size deck.
No?
No, I want it to be tarot size only. I don't like oversized cards either. Cards that are square or cards that are just too big, like possibly the Ethereal Vision.
What about cards that are cinder blocks?
Well, that's a whole different...
that's a different concept.
Different concept, and I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I've shuffled now, and we are prepared for the card of the week. Brian, what is the card of the week?
The card of the week goes out to everybody out there in Law Land. Anybody who's listening, anybody who's not listening, anybody who has a question or doesn't have a question, this card is for you.
And this card is... Flip. The Two of Swords, which is just... two crossed swords.
Yeah, that doesn't really give a lot of time to vamp in
no,
between.
No, now I have to vamp because I flipped so quickly and you have to look it up in the book. I should also mention that everything in this deck is pink. I don't know. That's just a fact.
All right. Found it.
Good. I didn't have anything else to say.
Two of Swords. The keywords are hard choice, stalemate, truce. And the book says... The Two of Swords represents a balance of almost equal forces, like all two cards. Because it's from the suit of swords, these are powerful forces that you may have a hard time jumping over as mental hurdles. You may be finding yourself in the middle of a very tough decision with no clear outcome or fair ending. Truly open your eyes and ask yourself what you need to do to end this stalemate. The resolution will likely bring peace for you. The Two of Swords indicates a barrier that we create to protect ourselves. Whether you are guarding your emotions or keeping up a charade with another person, the fact of the matter is that you are only pretending everything is okay. It's time to stop avoiding the truth and make a final decision. Both choices may seem hard when making this deadlock situation. The lesson behind the Two of Swords is to open your eyes, seek more information and perspectives to help you make your choice. Burying your head in the sand will do nothing as time continues to pass. I just want to say, I feel attacked. I feel called out and attacked.
For burying your head in the sand?
Yes, for... opting to not make a choice.
You have to make a choice. That's what this week is about. So if you're facing down some sort of challenging problem or you're stuck between X or Y this week, you have to make a choice. And because you can't move forward unless you make a choice.
Yeah. And I think part of what this cute little deck is also trying to say is you know the answer that you need to choose. You know what your choice should be, and that's why you're not making the choice, because it's not something you want to do.
Okay. So, buckle up and make the choice.
Yeah, just do it. Is that the card of the week?
That's the card of the week.
The card of the week is just do it. Okay. Well, that was the card of the week. Are we all ready to your favorite part of the show?
Already.
All right.
We finally arrived. I've really just been subtly trying to hurry us along to get to my favorite part of the show, the outro.
The outro. All right. Well, let's just get right down to it.
All right. Well, our first thanks goes out to Kim. Thank you very much for sending in a question this week and sending in a good question and being open.
Yeah. It's not the type of question that we typically get.
No, because those questions are about relationships and new job opportunities.
And, yeah, passion projects and stuff. And I like those questions as well. But it's also nice to take a break from just constantly being hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, and you can't do it all the time. You eventually got to just take a break from always being so darn funny.
Yeah, and instead being genuine for just one GD minute.
Just challenging ourselves in that way.
Just for one time, be a person. And so thanks for giving us that opportunity. And we are sorry for your loss. And we hope that you are able to move through this time and come out on the other side stronger.
Thank you to all the LOLs for listening this week. And a moment of silence for the LOLs lost along the way.
All right. Ben, where can they find us on the internet?
They can find us on the internet at our website, amateurtarot.com.
Oh, and they can email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
There's a phone number. You could call it. It is 314-325-6047. And if you're worried that, like, Brian is going to be, like, in his car on the way to Starbucks and, like, pick up the phone and be like, hello? He's not. It's just going to go to a voicemail.
Yeah, it'll go straight to voicemail. Or you can text. You can text your question to that number. If you call or text within 10 minutes of us recording this episode, I will give you one copy of the Kickstarter game Dialect, a game about language and how it dies. I have not yet played it.
It's just been sitting here for weeks.
I'm very excited to play it. I just have no friends.
All right. You can hit us up on Twitter at Tarot Amateur and flip that around. Amateur Tarot is the Instagram handle.
Where Ben sometimes answers questions and gives tarot readings sometimes. On there. And they look really sharp. Thank you, Ben.
Brian is also on Twitter at Zen Iron Man. He does not talk about tarot there. He talks about other stuff.
Yes. And Ben is not on Twitter.
No, I deleted it.
He is on the internet, though. He has a website called I'm Making All This Up. And at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com, he takes you, a creative, and turns you into you, a hybrid creative professional.
Ooh. I like that. I just have to, like, re-listen to all these old episodes to find out my, you know, like, my new brand statement.
What you're good at.
Based on what you keep saying.
You can change it every week like Squarespace does.
Oh, yeah, I could. all right. We've got a Facebook group. It has a long name. So just find the Amateur Tarot page and the Facebook group will take you to there.
Yeah, you can also go to our website and sign up for the Facebook group or ask to join the Facebook group from there. There's a button right on the sidebar. I tried to make it as easy as possible for people besides giving it an easy name.
Yep.
And then finally, if you could rate and review us on iTunes, that would be pretty cool.
That would help us a lot because that's how iTunes works.
And one of the reviews that we recently got is from Irish Cream.
Ooh.
Irish Cream says, Ben and Brian bring their unique perspectives to the world of tarot readings. Whether you're seeking answers to your specific questions, a lens through which to interpret the world around you, or simply be entertained, you will find it all here with Amateur Tarot. That's good.
You failed to mention insightful and whimsical. 5 stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The title of it is Insightful and Whimsical.
Which
and
is a great great descriptor. That's a great brand statement for us. Insightful and whimsical.
This whole thing is really great marketing for us. I'm surprised we haven't stolen it and used it by now.
Well, now we can. So thanks, Irish Cream.
Thanks, Irish Cream.
Uh-oh, the outline. We have to scroll. All right. We now arrive at item 9 on our outro.
I just have to mention that at some point I shortened the outline, and so there's almost nothing on this second page that we had to scroll down to.
No, almost nothing. All right. So this is the part of the outline where Brian meant to type something, but it just says, thank you, too. And there's nothing there, so I guess I'll just say thank you to Frasier, which my wife has been watching, and it's actually kind of entertaining.
Yeah. Did you also thank Frasier a couple weeks
ago?
Maybe.
It's just kind of the mood that I'm in. There's a lot of episodes, and my wife has been watching it for a very long time.
All right. Well, thanks to Frasier, and we might as well thank Niles, and I don't remember John Mahoney's character's name.
Who's that?
The dad.
Martin.
Martin.
Daphne. Yeah.
Thanks to all of you.
Roz. And,
yeah, Roz. I had a crush on Roz when I was younger.
I can see that. She's pregnant right now, so no spoilers.
In real life or in the show?
No, in the show.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because that show was on a while ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know what age she would be now.
I don't either.
So
somebody out there is like, please just end the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you missed it. We already did a cool sign-off line. It was, I don't know if Roz is pregnant.
Bye. That's what it takes to have a podcast. Steal things from other good podcasts.
That's what it takes to have anything. I don't know if any of this is in. I'll just put it at the end.
Okay. The end of the podcast that you put all this in is just longer than the whole podcast.